Now, I just published 3 prophetic clips. They were called The True Gospel, The Anchor, and The Wedding Tent. And as a result of those, and looking at some of those who are people who are alleged teachers and prophets, self-proclaimed out there, who are quoting the book of Jonah and saying concerning this man who, Dan Coverston is his name, who had 3 dreams and foresaw the coming cataclysms that are upon us. They're all refuting him and rebuking him in the NAR because, well, you know, God wouldn't do that. And he didn't show that to me. And the vision, all these people that have visions out of their own hearts, etc. says, well, for example, Jonah. I mean, Jonah went and gave him a word, and then God didn't send the judgment. But Nineveh repented. And we do not see any repentance for the pride and presumptuous sins and the decree and declare. You think these people think they're little gods. The pride of, I decree and I declare, it makes me want to puke. Where is the humility? Well, we have it all. Laodicean church. Anyway, as a result of that, the Holy Spirit, right after I had those words opened up to me, the scripture about Jezebel in the book of Revelation chapter 2, I'm going to read. I'm just going to give it to you straight from the press as I got it. Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write these sayings, says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works and charity and service and faith and your patience and your works and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you because you permit that woman Jezebel. Okay, here she is. Here's the definition of Jezebel, which is calls herself a prophetess. She's a self-proclaimed prophetess. Okay. It's not the spirit of Jesus. It says right there, it's not him. You permit her, which calls herself a prophetess. And this is what she teaches. To teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. Now let me posture that that will be any version of sexual immorality. Okay? Any version, as defined by the Holy Scripture, fornication, sex outside of the legal constraints of the marriage covenant between a man and a woman, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Why? Because that's an act of worship. You're worshiping at other altars. 2 things, very important, very critical. And what happens when you think sacrifice titles? Well, you pay for it. You enable it. You buy the sacrifice. People go to all these ministries that aren't teaching the truth of Jesus Christ, and it's another gospel or whatever, and they're enabling these ministries by throwing money at them. Okay? They're enabling their sin. It's a form of codependency. It's not acceptable. And I had gave her space to repent. Okay, we're in the space to repent right now of her fornication, and she repented not. Now look, in the scriptures, when a woman is sexually immoral, and it speaks of someone who's in the church and is supposed to represent the church or a religious system, when they fornicate, it means they go off with all different other kinds. They're not pure. They're not holy. They're not faithful. They go off with other teachings and preachings and whatever, however. Seduction. Ear tickling. Oh, come on. You just come and listen to them. No, don't listen to them. Okay, so she didn't repent. He'll give her space. It doesn't say how much space he gave her, but he gave her enough to know, because God is perfect, that she wasn't going to repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. Make no mistake, after the space is over, the great tribulations and judgments will come in order to bring repentance. This is what the book of Revelation says. And they would not repent of their idolatry and their wickedness and their blah, 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 blah. Okay? And perhaps I'll look up that scripture in a minute, but I want to finish this. And except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the reins and hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, will put you no other burden. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. That's a remnant, those who walk in truth. They're not seduced by all these teachings and other spirits. Spirits of fornication and ear tickling. And he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron as the vessels of a potter shall. They be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now we just want to add a few more scriptures onto this. So hold on. I'm going to look them up.